It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
That's right, and on today's instalment of What's Cooking, we have the legend himself, Nathan Haynes, on the line. Kia ora, Nathan.
Kia ora, BFM. How are we all today?
Oh, we're fantastic. And how are you? And I hear you've got your son, Zoot, is also on the line.
Can you say hello, Zoot?
Hello.
Hello, Zoot. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks.
He's just come from football practice where he unfortunately didn't have such a good day. He got thrashed.
That's all right. It's about the effort you put in.
That's what I... Well, 14-1 is quite a thrashing.
Awesome. Hey, well, you know, it's been a couple months since you've released your 11th studio album and you got your big show at the Power Station this Saturday.
Yeah.
How has the lead-up been since release and what can people expect from the show this weekend?
Well, we did the release show in London at the Jazz Cafe, which is an amazing venue. When you hear the word Jazz Cafe, you sort of think of a little cafe.
Yeah, I was there.
And the great thing about the Jazz Cafe is I used to play there in the 2000s when my Squire for Hire and Sound Travels came out. And so it's always been one of my favorite venues. So it was amazing to go back there 20 years later and to release the record. And also we had Arjuna Oaks from New Zealand.
Ah, yes. Love Arjuna Oaks.
Yeah. So Arjuna's on the album. We also had Ruby Cezanne, who's on the album. She's living in London now. And also Tama Waipata, who is a wonderful, amazing vocalist who's been on several of my albums. And also on drums, we had Miley Manzanza, who's also a New Zealander. So there was four Kiwis in the band.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's so cool.
Yeah. Right. So yeah, I guess to answer your question, it's been 3 months out of New Zealand doing shows, DJ gigs, all sorts of stuff. And but really, it's all about Saturday and about doing pretty much 90% of the album live on Saturday.
That's going to be awesome. Now you've picked a few songs for us to all listen to, and this first one here, Cyclone, 1981. Yeah. Could you tell us a little bit about this track?
Well, Cyclone is a production name of myself and DJ A-Sides from the UK.
Cool.
And we've been putting out music on Metalheads, which is Goldie's label, since the late 90s. And last year, we brought out our first full-length album. So maybe some of the BFM listeners don't know of you making drum and bass since the late 90s, but I have. And and this was the beginning track off the album, and it starts off with Goldie giving us a call when we first sent him some of the first album tracks. And we're not going to be doing this one at the Power Station, but I'm hoping BFM listeners are going to dig it.
Hell yeah. Awesome. Well, this is 1981 by Cyclone. You're on BFM.
This fucking album, such a great album, man. It's so you guys, so Cyclone. It takes me back to Miami, it takes me back to all the places that I've been that I loved. Oh, it's probably late there, man. I'm just having a Saturday night. I've been painting all day, bit of yoga, bit of beach. I'm just like, yeah, feet up, clean one, yeah.
Thank you. Yes, this track here is 1981 by Cyclone. And if you are just tuning in, we do have the legendary Nathan Haynes on the line with us. One thing I wanted to say, when I told my mum that I was interviewing you, Nathan, she said that she went to intermediate school with you. And that you used to play the flute in music class. Was that your first instrument?
Well, yes. My father started teaching me recording when I was four. So when I got to school, I could read music, and I started playing flute when I was six. Wow. And then by the time I was an intermediate, I joined the North Shore Youth Orchestra and did my first tour of Australia when I was 10.
Wow.
And then sort of started playing jazz, I guess, when I was about 11, 12, because my dad, Kevin Haynes, is a great bass player. Mm. And so growing up, you know, I used to play with him a lot, and he used to back a lot of overseas American musicians that were in town. So I grew up that way, really. So, yes, that would have been me playing the flute at assembly.
Amazing. Very small world, isn't it?
It's a small world, yes. It is a small world.
And you've on this album, you know, as you just mentioned, quite a musical family, including your son, your brother on the album, yeah, as well. What was it? It must have been so much fun working with them on it.
Well, yes. I mean, it's sort of, I guess it goes beyond fun, because, you know, my brother and I grew up playing with my dad, and then, you know, we all sort of went in our separate directions. My brother's a very successful film and television composer, but he's also one of the most mofo guitarists you'll ever hear. And, you know, a lot of he's sort of like the guitarist, I guess, and that I think he's, apart from being my brother, but he's an amazing musician and guitarist, and he doesn't really play live with that many people.
Right.
He was in Cairo Knife Fight for a while and has played with a few other bands, but he's sort of semi-retired from the live scene, so it's really great to get him back out and hear him playing.
Yeah.
And as I, you know, my dad's actually playing two tracks on the album, which is super cool.
Yeah.
And it was great. It's my dad's 84.
Wow.
So it was great to get him in the studio and, you know, to get him contributing to something and having his sound on the album too.
Wow, that's so awesome. And of course, your son, you're saying, is going to be playing with you at the power station this weekend?
Well, Zoot is actually a wonderful drummer, and we've done several concerts together with my dad and Zoot, so that's like a multi-generational family experience. But Zoot does a little vocal at the end of one of the songs on the album.
Cool.
And he's just going to do that's always coming to rehearsal and soundcheck on.
But I'm also going to sing along with Rachel.
Oh yeah, he's singing along with chords. Yeah, as well.
Of course.
He's sort of like Phil Collins, and then he's a drummer who sings.
Ah, right. Oh, those are the best. Those are the best kinds of musicians, singing drummers.
Yeah, singing drummers, right?
Yeah. Okay. So another song you've selected, Kenny Sterling and Dylan Biscuit, great legends here at BFM. Those two.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, yeah, I guess you're going to ask me why I chose it.
Yeah, just good track, I guess.
It's a good track, but it features Ethan King, otherwise known as EO. And I remember my wife came into the house one day and went, "Oh my God, I've just heard this track, and it's these New Zealand guys."
Yeah.
And I was aware of Kenny and Dylan, obviously, in lots of their work in the DJ scene. And I was like, wow, who was this guy, EO? So anyway, it turns out that Ethan is the brother of a very good friend of my wife's. And also his children go to the Steiner School, to Michael Park, where my son has been going since he's been 3 years old, preschool.
Wow. Yeah.
So I got hold of Ethan, or EO, and I said,
Michael, hey,
yeah, Zoot's a big Michael Park fan. It's there. It's the Michael Park Fair next weekend, by the way.
Right, of course.
Which is huge. But anyway.
Wait.
Oh, hold on.
Anyway, the Michael Park Fair.
But anyway, so I rang up Ethan and I said, "Man, I love that track you did with Kenny. in Dylan.
Mm.
I also have a friend, my friend JY is on saxophone, who I used to teach at university several years ago. But he's a friend. And then I just rung up Ethan and I sent him the tracks, and he ended up doing two tracks on my album, which are two of my favorite tracks. And I think Ethan is a really, really fantastic artist. He's a visual artist, he's a rapper, and he's just a beautiful dude. He's got a very unique voice. And the reason I'm playing this track is because this track introduced me to his wonderful vocals.
Awesome. Well, this is what you need. You're a BFM.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, this track here, What You Need by Kenny Sterling and Dylan Biscuit, chosen by Nathan Haynes, who's on the line now. You got another track here, Catch Me by Arjuna Oaks.
Yes.
Yeah, love Arjuna. Funnily enough, I was talking about how you went to intermediate with my mum. I actually went to high school with Arjuna, which is kind of a weird twist of fate.
Out west, is that correct? Titirangi?
Avondale.
Avondale, yes.
Yeah.
I met Arjuna several years ago, and as soon as I heard his voice, I was like, wow, he's special. And also the fact that he's like myself, he's, you know, from a jazz background, but has sort of crossed over. Mm. And now that he's been living in London, and Arjuna actually opened for me at the Jazz Cafe.
Wow.
With his band.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I'm keeping in touch. I'm actually back in London in December. I'm going up to Guangzhou, and then I'm producing an album in Ibiza with the band. Then I'm in London for a couple of bits, and then I'm back for Christmas. But yeah, I decided to play this. This is something from Arjuna's album, and he asked me to play flute on it. So it's got a bit of me.
Cool.
In as well. But just before we go into that,
yeah,
just wanted to tell BFM about the Michael Park School Fair next Saturday.
Oh, night. Yes. Whereabouts is Michael Park located?
All right, so 55 Andy Street.
Okay.
Michael Park School Fair.
And I'm DJing. I'm DJing, and I've got a full stage production, and there's going to be loads of live music, and me and Jamie Webster Haynes are also DJing. And it's completely free.
Awesome. It's
free. Amazing coffee, amazing food, loads of cool stuff for kids or, you know, younger brothers or sisters.
It's a fairyland.
You know, it's really, really, it's just a great sort of day out.
Yeah.
And it's to raise money for the school as well. I just wanted to slip that in there. Is that okay?
That's perfectly fine.
Yeah, and Lee is there from the kids show. The BFM kids show.
Yeah.
We love Lee, and Lee is such a big part of BFM, and has been a big part of Zoot's life, hasn't he? We still listen to the kids' show.
Yeah. Great. It is a great show, yeah. Every Sunday. It was even around in my time when I was a lot younger.
Yeah, I was wondering how long the kids' show's been going for. My God, it must be a couple of decades.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. So that's not this weekend, but the following weekend.
No, it's the 9th.
The 9th. Awesome. Yeah. Okay, well... 55 Amy Street. Michael Park School.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great. Okay, well, we'll crack into one of these Arjuna Oaks tracks, Catch Me.
Yes. Beautiful.
Awesome.
I was alone to hold the weight within, but soon I had grown and felt the waiting wind. Catch me, catch me, catch me, catch me. They pass to homes that ache and swell, fearing their wrath, the tide turns to the well. Catch me, catch me, catch me, catch me. Thank you. it's hard to say. Even if I tried, I'd still look the other way. Catch me, catch me, catch me.
Great, great track there by Arjuna Oaks. That's Catch Me. Very melodic. Now, Nathan, you're playing at the Power Station this weekend, of course. You know, it is an iconic Auckland venue that's still kicking. And you were around in the Auckland music scene in the 90s. Could you describe to us, Gen Zers, what some of your favourite Auckland music venues were around during that time?
Well, you know, when I was in my 20s, then I played at the Power Station. I think when I was just thinking back, I think I did one of my first album release shows there when I was 22, 23. And in support, I remember, was MCOJ and Rhythm Slave.
Wow.
Which is Otis and Mark, you know, Slave, who does the Sunday. So
that's right. Yeah, yeah.
So obviously, we've been friends a very long time. And so the Power Station was like the good venue, the town hall, obviously, it's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, back then in the club scene in the 90s, there was a club called Celeb in the Box. And that was one of the first, proper house clubs.
Yeah.
Where was that? That was in High Street.
High Street. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then there was another club called Caliber. And that was where a very, very young Frank Booker started playing before he was known as Frank Booker.
Ah, where legends are made.
Yeah. So there was a really great scene. But saying that, you know, like Frank was actually over at the house today with Darren Jones. He just played the Hollywood Avondale on Sunday.
Mm.
We went out to Yum Cha. And, you know, there's people like, Frank and Sam from Music First are bringing out great artists. You know, Luke from Flamingo Pier, they bring out some amazing artists. And people often say to me, oh, what's going on in New Zealand? I'm like, well, you know what? There's some amazing stuff going on.
Yeah.
There's you know, you've got to look for it. But
there's heaps. You know,
yeah, it's... You sort of got to look for it. It's not, you can't go out every night, but there is some really great stuff going on. There's some really great bands. And, you know, one of the great things about teaching at university, which I've done on and off over the last sort of 10 years, not so much anymore.
Yeah.
When I first moved back from London, it was meeting all these young musicians. And of course, they all went on to become this sort of backbone of this whole amazing music scene. The Beths, Skila, there's just so many of those musicians who went through the jazz school at Auckland University have gone on to do amazing music. Phoebe Rings, I mean, you know, it's just the list goes on.
Mm. Wow, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I guess everyone that's sort of really doing well at the moment was alumni, music school alumni.
Absolutely, man. And it was really great that's where I met Rachel Clark, who's now in the band and is singing two songs on my album. I met her there when I was doing a combo class where you sort of, you take five or six students and then teach them sort of how to play together.
Mm.
And I remember hearing her on the first, the first time, and I was just completely blown away. And she was about not 18 or something at the time. And then, you know, now she's in the band. So there you go. What a wonderful thing.
Yeah. Great twist of fate.
Yeah.
Hey, well, thank you so much, Nathan, for coming on and having a chat with us. And yeah, really excited for your show on Saturday. It's going to be a great night, I'm sure.
Yeah, we're very excited. We got about 14 of us on stage.
Wow, that's going to be a great. I'm sure the power station, there's not very many venues that could fit 14 on a stage as well. So it's good.
Yeah, we're not all playing at the same time. Quite a lot of those are vocalists, but
yeah,
you know, we've got Joe Captain on keys, who plays with Princess Chelsea.
Yeah.
You know, Elijah White, who plays an amazing drummer. And as I said, my brother, Ben Turua, who is an amazing bass player, plays with a load of people in the scene, and lots of guest vocalists. Lisa Tomlins, Tama Waipara, Rachel Clark, EO, who we just heard today.
Yeah.
And Lococo, who's also on the album, an amazing singer as well. And even I'm going to attempt to sing the song that I'm singing on the album Notes. I'm going to sing the song Notes, even though this is my voice, but you got to work with what you got to work with.
Exactly. You make do with what you got. I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic show. And we're going to play you out with Balodia, the Chaos and the CBD remix. You worked with them in the past?
Yes, I've known Ben and Louie, but more Ben really, for several years. They asked me to play on a song several years ago, about 8 years ago, but it only came out, I think, 2 years ago, called Emotional Intelligence.
Yeah.
Then I put on their most recent single, Serena Deep. And then I said to them, okay, well, I've done two things for me. Will you remix one of my tracks? And Ben was like, sure. And it just actually dropped last week. And
Wicked.
The thing I like about remixes, they kept all the music and they just sped it up a few BPM and put a couple of different beats on it, but it's a really nice remix.
Yeah,
and it's really close to the original.
Just awesome. Well, yes, ladies and gentlemen, grab your tickets. It's going to be a great night, and yeah, thanks so much, Nathan. All the best.
Thank you, BFM, for the support. Thank you so much.
No worries. Catch you later. This is Balodia, the Chaos and the CBD remix by Nathan Haynes. You're on BFM. Texter here mentioning that El Sabor was the tiny wine bar on K Road. Speaking of venues from the 90s that no longer exist.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?